the stoppage time.
So I am excited to bring our Forest Fancast listeners an interview with the guys behind Boot Bags. We all know who Boot Bags are. We've been talking about these guys, well, their product at least non-stop now for the last few episodes. All of us lads on the podcast have Boot Bags now and absolutely love the product. But we thought it might be fun just to connect with the boys whose brainchild Boot Bags is. So I'm going to go introduce to our listeners Shane Malcolm and Jordan Schweitzer of the Colorado Springs Switchbacks. Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
How's it going, Mark?
All right, so our listeners can determine who's who here. Shane, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, welcome on. I'm Shane Malcolm. I play for the Colorado Springs Switchbacks. Soccer player, musician. All right, now Jordan, introduce yourself.
So, what, I gotta do something. So I say, like, what's up, budzo? Like, Canadian as I can. So Jordan Schweitzer here. Also with the Colorado Springs Switchbacks, and excited to be on.
Very cool. Thanks, guys. Now, in addition to playing for the Switchbacks, you guys have both had some international experience as well. Jordan, as you mentioned, with the Canadian national team. I know you played a lot for the U23s and got a look in with the full team as well. Shane, you're currently playing for Guam as well, right?
Yeah, I'm currently playing for the Guam national team. We also have World Cup qualifications in about 5 days from now, so that's exciting.
Wow, that is exciting. Well, guys, talk to us about a little bit about being professional soccer players. I think all the guys that listen to this podcast, you know, we've been following Forest for a bunch of years and we love our Nottingham Forest. And I think a dream of every listener would be to take to the field at the City Ground, to put on the Garibaldi red and to actually play for Forest. So you guys are professional football players. What's that like?
It's honestly, growing up, when you have this image of what being a footballer is, it's the EPL, it's, you know, flashy cars, models, it's kind of this, you know, front stage production of something that is, pretty incredible. And I think when you get to the level that we're at, you know, we're in the USL, which is the second division, in North America.
So it would kind of be equivalent to what Forest are in the Championship.
Absolutely. And so when you get to this level, at least, I mean, that's what I can speak on. It's a little bit different than kind of what you see on TV. And being able to talk with different guys, who've, you know, had opportunities at every level. It's the day in, day out stuff. It's stuff that you didn't really expect to be a part of the game. It's training, it's working hard, it's making sure you're taking care of your body. It's all those things that, the best players in the world, they do it consistently each and every day. And they don't take any of those things for granted. So, it's a privilege to play. I mean, I get to wake up and I get to play with my friends, right? Like Shane, it's great to be able to go to training and do something that you've grown up loving and something that you love to do. So, it's a blessing. It's something that you try to enjoy the journey and the experience and everything that comes with it.
I can second that. I mean, for me, it's just, I've played soccer majority of my life, and becoming a professional was kind of like the decision to continue this lifestyle of, you know, looking forward to playing footy each day, looking forward to meeting up with your mates at the pitch, you know, having a laugh. And for me, it was like, how can I do this for as long as I can?
Yeah.
And yeah, to me, it was a no-brainer. And of course, like, super fortunate to have the opportunity, because as you say, there's a lot of people and players out there that kind of lost interest or, you know, wanted to make it, but didn't have the right luck. Because to me, it's 90% luck and 10% talent, you know? And lots of talent falls through the crack if you don't have that luck or someone pulling for you. So, I was very fortunate to fall into a professional contract back in 2014 when I played in Australia. And from then, it's just been like, like an avalanche. It's like one person knows someone and it's like your name gets like, you know, like your name gets around and started traveling. And at the time my name was traveling between a couple agents in Asia. And that's how I ended up even playing back in Indonesia before I came to the Switchbacks. So, yeah.
Well, it does seem like a glamorous lifestyle, but I've been to the training sessions.
Yeah.
I've seen you boys grind. I'm not saying I still wouldn't snap up the opportunity to take to the field, but yeah, it is certainly not as glamorous as it may appear from the outside. That being said, you guys have done a great job. Your starters for the Switchbacks, which as Jordan mentioned, is the second tier here of professional football in the US. And so congratulations to you for that success. So moving on to your latest success, Boot Bags. So guys, talk to us about Boot Bags. How did that idea come about?
Well, the idea itself came to me when I went on a trip to Japan with my national team, with Guam. We went to play against a J3 team and just getting prepared for the games that we had, like EFF qualifications. There was a couple guys on that team that had in their bags, like they pulled out these other shoe bags. From what I reckon, they looked like they were cotton and they were very simple bags, you know? I was like, oh, that looks pretty nifty. Those are pretty cool, you know? And of course, like Japan, like that culture is super heavy into fashion and they're super heavy into sports. So I just thought like, wow, what a hybrid. And how could I bring this to the States? And for one, it was just an idea then. And I never acted on it. I was just like, oh, that would be cool. Like, I'd like to make my own like shoe bag kind of thing.
Right.
And it wasn't till I got back stateside to where in the off season, I was a little bored. I was doing a lot of music. And one night I was like, I started drawing up some designs, and the designs meant to, all right, who could I get to like make this for me? Went to my grandma. She's a dressmaker. She retired. She's like, you need to get the material. And she's like, I don't know what you're going to do this with. We need Velcro. La la la. Don't have Velcro. Boom. Went through finding a man.
Good grandma, telling it like it is. I love that.
Yeah, she was on her, like she was retiring. She did not want to make anything else. You know? I was trying to drag her into this to be like my sweatshop down there in South Florida, you know?
Very
like,
good.
Luckily, like found a few, went through a few manufacturers in China and, you know, obviously got out with one that kind of aligned with what we were trying to do. And, from then, I guess, from samples to, yeah, the idea coming to life was just kind of how it happened, the start of it, the bare bones grind.
So how'd you get involved, Jordan?
Yeah, so I had seen Shane with the bag when preseason rolled around. I'd seen him with some of the prototypes and was interested. I was rocking a probably 4 or 5 year old DU Adidas zip bag. And generally a lot of,
I've seen you with your Louis Vuitton bag.
Oh no, no poor Honda Accord that I'm whipping. So that's kind of what we see. Like a lot of footballers will know, like that's what a boot bag is. It's kind of what we call these bags, or these black branded nylon zip bags that are done by, you know, Nike or Adidas or Puma, Umbro, whatever it be. And I had one of those awfully old smelly boot bags, and I'd seen Shane with his bag and got interested and started asking him some questions, and as he kind of continued the process that he was speaking of, kind of continued to ask me some questions, and I think I pushed pretty hard because I saw some opportunity there, and also you know, being around Shane for the last season, I recognized how creative and how special he is, and as a, not only as a person, but a creator, a player, a musician. And so being able to, you know, to jump on board with him, and very fortunate that he was interested in having me on so that I can continue to help kind of see through his vision and his goal of creating this product and kind of bringing it to life. So that's how it started with me. And then since then, it's just been going.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. I thought I was the one to reach out to him and be like, hey, I really need some help. I thought I was the one that went to him like, hey, I need help. I can't pay you right now, but like we could like go in on business, you know, and you can have a part of the company. So.
Well, I don't know you, Shane, as well as I know Jordan. I spent a little bit more time with Jordan, but his assessment of you being very creative, you know, through your way you play, through your music and so on, that's the impression I have of you. And then Jordan, he seems to me, he's a grinder. Like he's involved in everything. I mean, you know, whenever there's stuff at Pride, he shows up. Whenever there's a tour of a hospital where a kid, you know, you go to a school or read to some kid, Jordan's there, right? Jordan is, his work ethic is incredible. So it feels like it's a perfect blend to bring the two of you together.
Yeah. Amen. I'd say that also.
It's honestly, it's been great. I was joking with someone the other day that it's almost like you take kind of what we do on the field and you take it outside, and those roles are kind of already there. It's like we've been doing it for a year, and now we just get to do it in a completely different space where we're both learning and having a lot of fun doing it and kind of spreading the word on Bootbags.
By the way, last night, I could have cried, but the U.S. Women's National Team had on their story a girl walking in with her boot bag.
No way!
Yeah, amazing. It was like, Jordan, I had to call him. I'm like, we're marketing geniuses. I was like, we're marketing geniuses. But yeah, Kristen Hamilton, she got her first call up, and day one of camp, she walks in with her boot bag, and it was on the story.
That's fantastic. I mean, that's amazing, but of course it pales into insignificance to my daughter carrying the bag around. I know you guys are very excited to see that picture. So
all of it's been fun to get photos. Like, I've got photos from different friends and different family friends.
Oh, great.
People throughout the years with their kids, you know, big smiles with their boot bags. It's been a project and a product that's been really connective and continuing to reach out to these people. And everyone's been, I mean, you guys included, have been extremely supportive, and we're really thankful for that support. And yeah, I was, when you get a call from Shane that late at night and you know he's doing other stuff and he's creating, he's making music.
There's about three computers behind us right now.
And so when you get a call from him, you knew something was exciting. And so it was really cool to see Kristen with the bag, and we had heard that she had brought it to camp, and it was cool to see that already.
Yeah.
It's starting to kind of get some traction.
We knew she was using it, but we didn't know she was using it. she walked out to the Fitchburg training like with the bag.
What color bag?
Pink.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Very cool. That'd be striking. That'd stand out. Well, it's my mission to try and get a Nottingham Forest player to walk out of the city ground with a boot bag. Now, the challenge you have, of course, is those boys all have contracts. They're tied down to the different, you know, Adidas and Nike and whoever else. But yeah, I mean, we have leads into a few of those boys. So we'll see if we can make it happen. And if we can get, if we can get a snap of that, that would be awesome. Yeah, that would be. Yeah. So you talked about community and about connection. Let's talk more broadly about the mission of Bootbags. Obviously, you have this great product. People are really taking to it and loving the utility of it. But it means more to you than just a product. I know there's a component to your company that's really important to you, that whole social good, that giving back component, which folks may not be as familiar with. So talk about that for a bit, if you would.
Yeah, and starting this company, Shane and I were both on the same page from the beginning in that there needed to be a heart behind what we were doing. We love the game. We love sport. We love soccer specifically for the opportunities it's given us, for the experiences, for the people we've been able to meet, and for all the things that it's given us. We wanted to make sure that we gave back as well. And so we started to brainstorm what that looked like, and talking back and forth and looking at different ideas. We took to a model of, for every 5 bags we sell, we will donate a pair of cleats to someone who doesn't have a pair of cleats, and kind of creating that circle of, okay, it's a boot bag that you put your boots in. And for us with soccer, the biggest piece of equipment is it's your boots, right? It's the way that you can express yourself as a player. Shane is
one thing you need.
It's it. I mean, you don't even really need the boots, right? But that's the thing that makes you feel like a player.
That's an interesting distinction. Yeah, because you need the ball, right? And you've seen these kids playing in impoverished towns all over the world where they've just bundled up rags or it's like a tin can. That's the ball, right? You need that. You don't need boots. But when you have boots, you're right. That's the thing that elevates it, right? It makes you feel like, wow, I'm a player now. I'm really a player now.
Right. Yeah. I think, you know, as just adding to what Jordan said, it was just like finding that heart behind it. Like, we make bags, you know? So it would have been easy to say like, okay, we could donate bags. But like to any youth player that, you know, we're trying to help, a bag really isn't going to help that much. So we thought like, all right, if we sold 5 of these bags, we'd have enough to buy a pair of cleats, right? So now it's like, all right, people want to know exactly what that looks like. And for us, we've been trying to hammer it out ourselves, you know? So it's just been like, we have a trip to Jamaica planned. Like, we're planning mission trips all around really the world, because we're potentially trying to go to Africa also for one of our business partners that we haven't really announced yet, but they are also in the soccer community. They make goals, and the profits they get from creating these goals they use towards building schools in Africa. So
you're going to break the news right here, aren't you? The Forest Fancast.
The company's called Crossbar, crossbar.org.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah. So we're partnering with them, and they also were the ones to help us discover the fact that we should donate cleats.
Absolutely, you know? Yeah.
So for them, they used to give away cleats in these communities with a company they used to have called Cleats Count. So yeah, we were like, oh, like we'll just build on that, you know, mm-hmm. We'll take over pretty much Cleats Count, and we will do it in our way to where we can now organize, like, With the sales of like 5 bags, we can raise enough money to organize cleat drives, you know, donation drives at different tournaments. This will be like money that will help us get into tournaments in order to like get these things done. So I'm looking forward to it. And I think January, after our first trip to Jamaica and, you know, just giving back to a community there and making a change there, we can then show people how their investment in us is also helping other communities around the world.
Yeah, that's fantastic, guys. Now, in addition to buying boot bags, which every listener should do, obviously I gave you guys a couple of pairs of cleats and it got me to thinking, is it worth us promoting that on Forest Fancast? I mean, do you want people sending you cleats in the mail? Is that a thing?
That is a thing.
Absolutely.
We actually have a PO box that, I don't know, you guys have a website to link?
Yeah, we can certainly do that. We don't have a website just now, but we're all over social media. So
we'll be sure to send it to you. Yeah, I don't
there
think
you
we,
go.
We have our PO box, but it's not like off of our top of our heads right now.
No worries. That's perfect. We'll just link it through social media. And then if folks, you know, I know with my daughter, with my kids, they're growing so quickly, they go through cleats at a rate of knots. So usually there's, you know, 2 or 3 pairs of cleats laying around the house that are not being used, which, you know, we'd like to know they're going to a good cause. So I'm sure lots of our listeners are in the same boat. So yeah, it'd be great if we can make that connection.
Yeah, we would love that, whether it's, you know, new boots or lightly used boots or used boots that are still functional. We want to make sure that we're, you know, these boots can be played with. But, you know, anything coming our way in that capacity, we'd be very grateful for.
Fantastic. Well, before I let you guys go, I've got to ask you, and this is going to make you uncomfortable, because I know you're Premier League fans. One of you supports a team in red. I shan't name them. The other one, a team in blue. What, if anything, do you know about Nottingham Forest?
Do you know anything about Forest?
All right. So here's what I know.
I got some stuff. But yeah. I'm interested to hear what you got.
Yeah. So I first heard of Nottingham Forest when I was in Finland playing. And one of my closer friends on the team that I played for in Finland, I actually just looked him up. His name's Robert Taylor. He actually played a bit for the Nottingham Forest youth team, right?
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And he was trying to get a first team contract with Nottingham Forest. Like, he's a son of an Englishman and his mother was Finnish.
Ah.
But now he fully represents the Finland from U17s all the way to the full team now. And he was the first one that told me anything about Nottingham Forest. He's like, yeah, you know, just came back from Nottingham Forest. I was on trial with the first team, this and that. He's like, things didn't really work out, but like, you know, now he's back in Finland. He's like, all right, I had a fun, but I wish it would have worked out, you know? So that was the first introduction I had to Nottingham Forest.
All right. That's solid.
Yeah.
Good. All right, cool. Jordan?
Just kind of growing up and learning more about English football and kind of through the team that I support and also just in general, the rise of soccer and football in the country. I understand there's a manager that's quite well known. Is it Clough?
Clough, yeah. Brian Clough, yeah.
And just kind of what he had done there and taking them to European football and mm-hmm. And just kind of the history behind the club. It's one that is in English football really well known. And so just kind of through that, I got to know them and then obviously their manager and some of the stuff that he'd done. And if I'm remembering, I'm a Roy Keane fan.
Okay.
I think he had a spell.
Yes, he did.
Before he went to United. So he had played in Ireland and then had moved over to Forest and Clough, I think, was one of the guys that brought him in. So there have been a number of great players out of the club as well, but me being a Keen fan and kind of knowing that as well, it's there's some history there, and it's, you know, obviously we might not support them as far as our Premier League team, but, you know, wishing you guys good luck this season.
Fantastic. Yeah, you guys are legit. That's impressive. All right. So here's what I'm going to do for you, because you guys have earned this. I'm going to give you each a Forest player. Okay. That okay. I think you're very similar to in the way you play. I've been watching you guys play now for a bunch of years. But this is going to be your spirit animal, right, for this season. So whenever you get bored of watching EPL and you want to get on the old interwebs and check out, hey, how's my Forest boy doing? Okay. Here's who you're going to hone in on. All right. Shaney, your guy is Sammy Amiobi.
First, okay. The name sounds familiar.
Okay, you should do, because Shola Amiobi is kind of a rock star with Newcastle United. Sammy's his brother.
Oh, this guy's got fantastic hair. Is that why?
They're googling these guys right now. So yeah, and Sammy Amiobi actually lit up the internet about 2 weeks ago. It was against Leeds United, I think. He went on a mazy run from inside his own half, and a couple of little croquettes, and just wicked skills, man, wicked skills. So I see a lot of Shane Malcolm in it, and maybe one day he'll be as big as you. So there's your boy, Sammy Amiobi. Okay. And Jordan, now there's any number of ways I could go with you, because I know coach likes to play you as a defensive mini. I see you a little bit more creative. I like it when you carry the ball. You have a great range of passing. So I'm like, okay, so you don't really fit into a particular box. And so it's really hard to find a player that was perfect for you. And then I thought of a player who's currently out injured, but he burst onto the scene last year. He actually is Forest born and bred, and got his break last year in the team and just killed it. He's coming back from injury. He should be back in, hopefully in contention for a starting place here in the next couple of weeks. His name is Ryan Yates. Yes. If you look on YouTube for Ryan Yates, last season you'll see he score a bunch of goals. I mean, just worked really, really hard. So there's your guys, okay? Sammy Amiobi, Ryan Yates. And I'll check in with you guys over the season, and we'll get an update.
We're looking forward to it. We'll definitely follow them as the season goes.
Good deal. All right, guys. Well, before I let you go, I'm going to ask for one last favor. For one of you, this shouldn't be too hard, because you already support a team at Playing Red. So I'm going to ask us to wrap this interview with the Forest chant, if you would, together in chorus. You Reds, come on, you Reds. So do you think you can do that for me?
I think we can do that.
Yeah.
Shaney, you're the music man, Shaney. Come on. Okay, I'm three, guys.
You lead the way and we'll follow.
Oh, okay. That's even better. Yeah. I'm going to get to do You Reds with a couple of professional football players. Yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely game for that. Okay. Come on, you Reds.
Come on, you Reds.
One more.
Come on, you Reds.
All right. Fantastic.
Oh, I'm pumped.
Guys, thank you so much. Good luck for the rest of your season with the Switchbacks, and the very best of luck with Boot Bags. It's a fantastic product. It's a company with a great heart. You guys are changing the world one kid at a time, and I love that about you. You're just awesome human beings, and I wish you nothing but the best, both in your football careers and beyond, guys. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having us on.
Appreciate it.
Hey, this is Shane Malcolm.
And this is Jordan Schweitzer.
We're the creators of Boot Bags.
Fashionable, durable, washable. Boot Bags are the most convenient way to carry your cleats to and from training or games. Check us out at bootbags.us.